Hey, welcome in everybody to Mornings on Main Street, Southernville, Tennessee. It's the show where we take a peek at Giles, Lawrence, and Murray counties each week through the pages of your local newspapers. I'm Scott Stewart. I'm the publisher of the Pulaski Citizen, Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Media. And raise your hand, mine's up, if you're glad the warm weather's finally gotten here. My goodness. And before we dig into our wraps this week, though, I want to talk about something that's going on down in Pulaski. It's the Vicky's Spitzfire Garland Powwow. It's been going on several years now. They've moved it down to the Agri Park, just south of Pulaski. And it's an event that goes on April 27th and 28th. I want to encourage you to go check it out. It's really interesting. And so it's like a day full of events, and they've also got vendors and stuff up. So it's almost like a Native American kind of carnival, but it's a celebration of Native American lifestyle. You need to get down there and check it out. So here's the deal. You can find an ad in each one of our newspapers this week about this event. So go ahead and look for that. But also, hopefully, Peggy Tatum with the Giles County Trail of Tears, I'll be able to sit down with her, do a little feature for next week's show. So just look for that. If not, we'll have some more information either way about what all is going to be down there. So check out for that next week. But also this week, check out the ad. Gives you more details about it. With all that said, hey, let's not pause anymore. It's time to get going with our wraps, and let's start off with the Pulaski Citizen. In the Pulaski Citizen wrap this week, Mary Beth Johnson is our citizen spotlight, and you can find her photo in the place of honor in this week's front page, and inside, you'll find out more about Mary Beth. On the front page, a settlement has been reached in last year's lawsuit against the County Commission and County Executive Graham Stowe, which involved the use of the courthouse property as well as the streets around the courthouse by opposing groups. Those events all took place on June the 3rd last year. There's not a lot of details yet on the settlement. It's going to be about another month before we get those. But what we have at the top of A1 is a recap of what we do have and how the lawsuit came to be. We've got some photos from the Brick Galaxy Lego event over the weekend, and I cannot confirm whether or not we had to drag Chandler and Wade out of there. But anyway, they had the event last weekend. We got some photos from that on the front. Also on front, the ballot is set for August, the August election coming up. So make sure you check out and see who all is going to be running for office down in Pulaski, down in Giles County. Giles County Schools are about to celebrate arts with a student display event at Giles County High School. That's coming up in May. We'll tell you all about it with our school board article this week from Paulette Bledsoe. And finally, the Giles County Regional Planning Commission will hold a public hearing next month on proposed revisions of the county's subdivision regulations. All of that is on page one of the Citizen. Inside, we've got Pulaski and Elkton City Council meetings, the March Power Board meeting, and Johnny Phelps Giles Pass highlights the Woodlawn community this week. Obituaries, backward glances, property transfers, court docket, community briefs, and our fun and games page. Don't forget about that. Puzzles and comics. And this week we've got a school page, and including the Minor Hill Top 10. And Wade's got a great feature in sports this week. I'm just going to let him tell you all about that.
Hey folks, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen. Time for another update on what's in this week's sports section. Mother Nature wreaked havoc on our schedule last week. We had a lot of teams that barely got on the field, if any, as a lot of our contests were indeed rained out as we had those heavy rains early in the week, and then field conditions never really improved for much of our squads. But don't you worry. We still have another quality sports section for you this week. And we really kind of went outside the box for you. With local competitions being washed out, we turned our attention over to Georgia, Augusta, Georgia specifically, where the Masters was played. And we had not one, but two local connections as Ardmore native Lee Hodges, a former Tiger standout there in Northern Alabama, and then starring at the University of Alabama, made his Masters debut. But he wasn't alone. We have a cool feature story this week on a Richland alumnus, Ryan Yokely, who's the owner of the Southern Table, now relocated to Athens, Alabama. He linked up with Lee Hodges, and we have an inside, really kind of a behind-the-scenes look as Yokely served as the personal chef for Hodges last week down in Augusta. So you can check that out. That's our top story this week. Other big news, we have a quality piece on a quality player. Giles County senior basketball standout Jaycion Coffey recently inking to play at the next level. He was joined by friends, family, and teammates, and you can check that out as well in this week's edition of the Pulaski Citizen. Stop me if you've heard this before, but you can always read up on words from our good friend Larry Woody. Woody's Woods and Waters. See you sooner than later, alligator. That's all I'm going to say about that as Larry is featured once again this week. And if outdoors from Larry was not enough for you, you can also read about a chance to take your talents running or walking outdoors as the 12th annual Run the Rolling Hills Campbellsville Trail Race is set for the end of the month. We've got all the details on one of Giles County's longest running road, trail races over there in the northern end of Giles County. Great celebration up in Campbellsville. And again, that comes your way at the end of the month. So if you're looking for information, you're looking for how to sign up, or you're looking just figuring out how to support that event, you can certainly find that there. So as I said, Mother Nature got the best of us for a lot of our games on the diamond and on the pitch this week, but they didn't keep us out. It's another jam-packed sports section here in this week's Pulaski Citizen. And if you missed any of it in print, you can always check it out online at PulaskiCitizen.com.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
In the Main Street Murray Wrap, there was a lot going on around Columbia this week. On the front page of Main Street Murray this week, the Columbia City Council approved an ordinance that will raise sewer rates to pay for a new wastewater treatment plant. Murray County officials are discussing the county zoning ordinance and subdivision standards as they are going through a complete rewrite of those. The Columbia Planning Commission rejected proposed annexation of 410 acres out on Bear Creek Pike last week. Former Columbia Fire Chief Ty Cobb claims he should have been entitled to a hearing before the city's Civil Service Board. The Mount Pleasant has cut its list for new city manager down to two candidates. And that's just your front page, okay? Inside, they broke ground on the downtown high-density apartment community in Columbia. The city and county received tourism grants. A proclamation was presented naming April Child Abuse Prevention Month. Local obituary notices, two pages of puzzles and comics, and several auctions there on page A8. Once again, this week, like every week, Main Street Murray has the deals at the Pig. It's Piggly Wiggly down at Neely's Mill Shops in Columbia. Locally owned and operated, fresh cut meat daily, great service all the time, and the weekly specials that you'll find every week in Main Street Murray. Pick up your copy of Main Street Murray today and get on down there to the Pig, right? So we're giving Mo a week off this week, but Murray County Sports moves on, right? And so Mo has put us together a good sports page this week again. Columbia Central's Lane Sharp. He's got that in there. He's the pitcher for Columbia Central. We've got the new high school, Battle Creek. They've got a new head coach. Mount Pleasant will get artificial turf on its fields. Zion Christian standout Aiden Glenn is going to be transferring to Franklin. And there's several other local sports features for Mo. We'll be back right after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No, they will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
In the Lawrence County Advocate Wrap this week, the LUS Board of Directors heard in March that the Magna plant will need a high-pressure gas line in order to serve the plant's gas, natural gas needs. They also got a look at a new water, a new sewer vacuum truck, and I got a photo of that truck and them out there looking at it. Also, LUS Water Department was named the winner of the regional best tasting water contest. So congratulations to those guys. Loretta City Council met earlier this month and took care of a lot of business. Sandy Mashburn tells us all about it there on the front page. We can all support and vote for David Crockett Park this month. You can find out how on page one. And a tragic wreck has claimed the life of a local teenager. Inside, they cut the ribbon at the company over on North Military, just north of the square. Luke Bryan showed up at Square 40, and we got the photo to prove it. Lawrence County EMA has launched It's My Text Gov. You can find out more information about that. Burn permits are still required through May 15th. Make sure you get a burn permit. Also inside, we've got local obituary notices, town crier, community events, church directory, eclipse watching photos, Dear Carol's in this week, Lawrence County Historical Society's February meeting, puzzles, and a beautiful Hojo photo in color there on the back page. Sports has been hard to come by with all the weather lately, but hopefully we're going to get out on the diamond this week and the courts and the pitches and get some photos, get some coverage of our local athletes out there competing. Until then, this week we've got an LCHS baseball game and a Larry Woody column in this week's Lawrence County Advocate. We'll be right back after this.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Kelly Rawson in for Ben Luna. On this gloomy start to the day, we're going to have cloud cover as well as some scattered showers and storms with us for the morning and early afternoon. You can see here on your Build Your Day forecast brought to you by our friends at Parks Lumber Company. Temperatures start in the 60s, eventually warming back up into the mid to maybe even upper 70s with morning rain and storms. And then heading into the afternoon, we should eventually dry out. Can't rule out a stray lingering shower for the afternoon hours, but the higher rain chance certainly for the morning and early afternoon. Can't rule out a gusty wind or maybe even some very isolated small hail, but overall a severe threat for these storms. Very, very low for the morning and early afternoon hours, but you can see we will continue to see them just filter in and out, but then eventually quiet down by around lunchtime or a little bit after that. And then heading into your Wednesday evening, we are going to be nice and dry, a little break from the action before even more unsettled weather heads our way heading into Thursday evening, into Friday, and maybe even stretching into the weekend as well. You can see here on Futurecast some unsettled weather with showers and storms moving in Friday night or Thursday night into Friday morning, staying with us for Friday as well. And then this frontal system kind of hangs around the Tennessee Valley. Some models thinking it completely gets out of here by Saturday, but some models thinking we are going to still have some lingering showers for at least the first half of the weekend. So we are still maintaining rain chances this weekend just in case. As far as temperatures go, upper 70s to lower 80s for the next few days. Then we're back into the 70s Friday, Saturday, and then back into the 60s by Sunday and Monday. So we will cool off a little bit towards the second half of the weekend, but still very warm for this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, maybe a few isolated 80-degree high temperatures in the Shoals and northwest Alabama. And your low temperatures for tonight will get down into the upper 50s to lower 60s across the region. Here's a look at your 7-day forecast. Again, unsettled heading into the next few days with a mixture of showers and storms. We're expecting a few rounds between now and between Friday, and then just some lingering rainfall for Saturday and maybe even into Sunday. But temperatures will go from the 70s and 80s to the 70s and 60s heading into this weekend, but the sunshine and dry conditions will return by Monday. That's a check at your local weather forecast. I'll be back in with you at noon with another weather update.
So that's this week's Morning on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Always remember, there's a lot more in all of our community papers in Lawrence, Giles, and Murray counties than we're able to get on the show each week. Make sure you pick up your copy of your local newspaper. And it's a great way to support your community by knowing what's going on. That's what we do at all of our local newspapers. And if you've got something you'd like to share or something that we can feature on the show, just like you see some of the features I've done, if you've got a feature, you got an event coming up, if you've got something you'd like us to feature on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, I'm going to give you my email address, sstewart@mainstreetmediatn.com. That's sstewart@mainstreetmediatn.com. And don't forget, check out everything that you see about or hear about here on the show, either in your local newspaper or online. You got lawrencecountyadvocate.net, pulaskicitizen.com, mainstreetmurray.com. You can pick up all these papers in markets across the counties, each respective county. And if you'd like a subscription, go to mainstreetmediatn.com. That's mainstreetmediatn.com or any of the individual websites, and it'll tell you how you can sign up for a subscription and have it delivered right to your home. Well, thanks for reading the Pulaski Citizen, Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Murray. God willing, we'll see you next week.